You like books?
Yeah.
Have you actually read the book?
I found it compelling.
I've been getting asked a lot what books I enjoyed and influenced me the most in prison.
So in the academic world, the subjects of psychology and philosophy often get teased in soft sciences in general, but you have testified to the fact that psychology and philosophy have changed your life for the better and helped you to deal with those situations in prison. And you read 1,000 books over the course of 6 years, and I did the math, and that's about a book finished every other day. How many hours a day were you spending reading, and how do you read a book?
In 2006, I read 268 books. I was writing them all down and rating them. This accelerated over time, and I would start the day out. We were allowed a little Walkman stereo unit, battery operated. Mm-hmm. So if I'm brushing my teeth, I've already got an audio book playing on my stereo. Go to chow, get back on my rack, my bunk, and then just start the reading until nighttime, till my eyes were red and sore, interspersed with other visits to the chow hall and exercise and playing chess or chatting to one of my mates or writing letters to people who contacted me through the blog and things like that, or to family members and loved ones. But in general, I was on the rack reading with this so intense rate that by the end of the night, my eyes were just like sore and red. Mm. And actually, when I got out of prison after doing that, I had become short-sighted.
Mm, yeah.
And the eye specialist said it was permanent. Yeah. But once I started doing regular walks in the countryside and
just gazing in the distance.
Yeah.
To offset that.
Over the course of a year, it came back.
Oh, well.
They told me I was going to have to wear glasses for the rest of my life. I'll get contacts.
Yeah, they have that problem in China, I read a lot, because so many students, they're just such workaholics. They're always staring, like, you know, 8 inches from their face,
yeah,
just studying.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's a problem that a lot of people have from screens, too, is they're not
definitely
like walking outside and gazing into the distance. That's great. You got your eyesight back, though. That's really great. This made me really happy is when you said that there were some books that you revisited and you just could not figure out what they were on about. Like,
oh,
you talked about Kant, Immanuel Kant, right?
Immanuel Kant's Critique of Pure Reason.
Yeah. It made me so happy because I was like, okay, we have a certified published author here, and he's admitting that he just does not know what this dude is talking about. Because I read a little bit of it, but just the general fact that, like, sometimes I'll be reading like philosophy, like he says philosophy should be easily understood, or any book, and I'm just like, wow, man, I'm not smart enough for this book. But sometimes it's the author too, though. Yeah,
well, that's one of the things Descartes said: if these philosophers are so smart, why can't they make it understandable to the layperson?
Yeah.
So Kant, you've got all this Latin terminology, and every sentence is just loaded with Latin and professorial verbosity,
academic jargon of the day.
I would end up just throwing that book at the cell wall every year, and then a year later I think, all right, am I smart enough to understand that now? And I pick it up and I get the exact same sickly feeling in my gut, and I just throw it at the wall again.
Were there any other books like that you were just like, I just don't know what this guy's talking about?
There was some Wittgenstein.
Mm.
And there were a few others. Was it Sartre's Critique, Time and, or Being in, I can't remember what the book was called. There were a few.
Yeah, a couple, but not too many.
Because even the ones, though, that wrote those books, there were some of the books you could understand. Kant wrote a book on, I think, about War and Peace or something that was understandable.
Okay.
Some of Sartre's other work was understandable. I mean, Nietzsche, some of his stuff is really hard.
Mm. You love Nietzsche, though, but I remember.
Yeah, he was my favorite. I mean, yeah. Ecce Homo was my favorite of all of them, because he just writes it in this in-your-face, smug way. Like, each chapter's got this headline, like, why I write such good books, why I am so smart. It's just like, he's just taking the piss, you know. It's just so funny the way he's done it. Like,
yeah, I've heard a lot of funny stories about his quirks as a writer. I have not read any Nietzsche yet. I would love to, though.
Yeah.